Prank calls are for children.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hey everyone, welcome to Bonersode number 2. I'm your host, Richard. Sorry about the delay getting this episode out. I've been a little busy designing the stickers and working with the lapel pin company and other real life stuff. But speaking of the stickers, in case you missed my boring text-only post, you all need to update your mailing address so that I can send you some. If you haven't read the post, go read it. Important info there. And the lapel pin, that's definitely happening. After multiple back and forths, I just gave my final approval a few hours ago of the artwork proof, and I should have those in a few weeks or so. They were kind of expensive, so I'll have to restrict it to the $5 tier, or maybe create a $10 tier, I don't know, but I'll at least do what I did with the stickers and guarantee the pins to all of the $5 people as of today, April the 17th, 2019. Anyway, more details on that later. Enough of this bullshit. You guys deserve some calls. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, Eli?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Winston with the HOA.
HOA?
Yeah. How you doing?
HOA, what's that?
Homeowners Association?
Okay.
Hey, I was just calling because we're going to need to claim you as a dependent on our tax return.
Why is that?
Oh, just, it's part of like a new kind of cost-saving measure that we discovered, kind of like a loophole.
Uh-huh.
And so we're just going to need you to submit like a itemized report of your possessions, just kind of like a list, you know?
Who the hell is this?
This is Winston with the HOA.
What HOA? Where about?
The one that you live in, you know.
Yeah, now, who is this? Why would you allow you to claim me, a grown adult?
Well, you know, it's kind of like a tax loophole. Like, it's all on the up and up. You don't have to worry about it or anything.
Okay, yeah, right. Well, stuck that tax loophole up your ass, okay? Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling Great Clip-Em. This is Allie. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Winston. I'm the manager at the Taco Bell over here.
Uh-huh.
And I've got a Dodge Caravan full of illegals that just showed up. They want jobs, and I want to hire them, but they look a little disheveled, you know, a little unkempt. So I was thinking of sending them your way, you know, for haircuts. And I was hoping maybe you could give me some kind of group discount, some kind of bulk rate.
We don't do anything like that.
Oh, okay. Well, what other kind of negotiation can we work out here? Like, maybe I can hook you up with some free food or...
There's no negotiations here. Sorry.
Okay.
We're a corporate-owned company. There's nothing I can do about the price. The price is the price.
Ah, crap. All right. Well, do you accept pesos? Because that's all they have to pay with.
No,
right
we
now.
Don't.
Oh,
no, this is a corporation. We need American money.
Well, I mean, you know, I understand that. Like, you know, we're the same thing over here at the Taco Bell. But you know, we gotta cut corners somehow. You know, so I want to hire these illegals. But
well, that's on you. It's not on us.
Okay, well, listen, I'm still going to send them over there. You're open for another, what, couple of hours?
Yeah, we're open till 5.
Okay, yeah, I don't know.
And it's $14 a haircut.
Yeah, all right, I guess I can reach into the petty cash. So I'm going to be sending a Dodge Caravan full of illegals your way. There's about, I don't know, 12 or 13 of them. So is that cool?
I guess.
So you're going to be busy for the next couple of hours because, like I said, there's about a dozen of them that need haircuts. And do you do shave?
Okay, it's $14. It's a $14 a haircut, and there's no negotiating that.
Okay, but I don't understand why you're giving me pushback. Like, I mean, you sound a little racist.
Well, you're asking me for discounts and stuff
like
that.
I'm not asking.
I don't understand what you're wanting or what you're needing.
Well, they need haircuts, and they need trims, like, on their beards, because they're a little, you know, a little scrappy.
That's extra.
Oh, that's actually, what kind of scam? So how much is it for a beard trim?
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Well, listen, don't be...
Thank you for calling Supercuts. Katie, how may I help you?
Hello, this is Winston with the Supercuts corporate office. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have any customers in the lobby or anything?
I do. Yes, sir. I've got, let's see, I think I've got two people waiting right now.
Great. I figured this would be a good time. Yeah, can you ask if one of them would be willing to spare a minute of their time, and then they get a little discount for their trouble?
Okay, yeah, that'll be no problem. And tell me your name one more time. I'm sorry.
My name's Winston.
Winston. Okay, sure. Winston, hold on 1 second for me.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, is this a Supercuts customer?
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Winston with the corporate office.
Yes, sir.
And I was just here watching the security camera in this store.
Okay.
I was wondering if you wouldn't mind just stop eating the hair trimmings on the floor.
No problem.
Yeah, because I saw you, you know, like kind of scoop some up and you were munching on it. And I don't know, that doesn't seem sanitary, you know.
It's got a little nutrition in it.
Yeah, I don't.
The vitamins in there.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, is that something that you do on a regular basis, or?
Oh, no, only about once a month.
It just seems like a weird habit, you know, eating hair off the floor.
Yeah, it can seem that way sometimes.
I mean, we could probably work out a deal with you on the side, like, we could sell you a bag of it or something if you'd like, but just picking it right up off the floor, like, the other customers, if they see that, you know, they're going to be grossed out, so.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, just, you know, just knock it off, just quit eating hair.
Okay.
Thanks for being so agreeable.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, just if you keep that up, probably have to just throw you out on your head.
Okay.
So, what you doing today?
I'm going to have to get me and my stepson a haircut.
Oh, is your stepson there, too?
Yes, sir.
Can I speak to him?
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Caleb.
Caleb, are you getting a haircut today?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can you ask your dad to stop eating the hair trimmings off the floor?
What?
I saw him on the security camera. Like, I'm here in the corporate office, and I was watching on the security camera. I noticed that he was eating hair, you know, like on the floor. Like he was
okay.
He was scooping up the hair trimmings and eating it, and I guess he was swallowing it. I don't know. It's kind of weird, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
So how old are you?
I'm 11.
11? Yeah. You got a girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Does she eat hair?
No.
No, she doesn't eat hair. So why does your dad eat hair? Isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah.
All right, well, I don't know how I feel about talking to an 11-year-old, so I'm just going to let you go now.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hi, Dustin.
May I ask who's calling?
This is Winston with the HOA.
With who?
The Homeowners Association.
Okay.
I was just calling because we're going to be claiming you as a dependent on our tax return.
Why?
And there's just like some information that we're going to need before we can go ahead and submit that paperwork.
Okay. Why would you do that?
Oh, it's just part of a new cost saving measure, you know, that we discovered over here in the HOA. Just kind of like a tax loophole, but it's all, you know, it's all on the up and up. So it's nothing to really worry about.
Well, first of all, I'm not even for sure who's actually calling me, and I don't know what kind of information you really want.
This is Winston. I'm over here in the HOA office, and we're just going to need, like, I don't know, can you get, like, your receipts together? Because we're going to need, like, a kind of like an itemized report of your possessions, things like that.
No, I'm not doing that for you guys. I don't understand why you would need that.
Because we need that information for the tax return. Like, otherwise, I mean, we can't just, like, file this blindly, you know? Like, we got to make sure that everything's going to work.
I don't understand why you need my information. You guys didn't do anything for me. I don't understand. I'm not understanding this concept.
What do you mean we didn't do anything for you? Like, we're the HOA. Like, you know, we keep the neighborhood, you know, in good shape and all that stuff. Like, you're a resident here. We expect you to, you know, play ball.
Well, okay, first of all, don't get an attitude. Second of all,
you're the one that's getting an attitude.
And third of all, I've never heard of an HOA needing your information to write off a tax off.
Well, just
so
don't.
That's the reason why I'm confused, and I'm not for sure if this is a scam call or what. So.
Well, it's not a scam. Like, I'm not asking you to give me any information over the phone. You just need to send that over to the office, and we're going to need it by 5 p.m., because otherwise, we got to file this stuff by the end of the day. It's tax day, you know? So, you can just drop the attitude.
Like, yeah, I know it's tax day.
You're getting all lippy with me, motherfucker.
Information. Well, listen to me. I don't even live there anymore, so therefore you're not going to get any of my information.
Oh, don't lie to me. You're over there on 48th.
I'm not either. Sorry. Oh. Try again.
Well, why are you in my records then, asshole?
I don't know, but I do know the neighbor who is now in charge of HOA, so I'll give him a call and let him know how you're speaking to residents, and I will call Steve Brown to let them know how you speak to residents.
Oh, Steve doesn't like you.
So if you want to call me and ask... Oh, yeah, okay, because, yeah, you're a fuckface. Bye.
Good afternoon. Supercuts, Rachel speaking.
Hi, Rachel. This is Winston with the Supercuts corporate office. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I was just calling, hoping you had some customers in there for the weekly customer survey.
We do at the moment.
Yeah, it's just a quick survey, just a few questions, and then they get a little promo code for a discount on their hair.
Mm-hmm. So you just need to speak with one of them?
Yeah, just a quick minute of their time, and then again, for their trouble, they get a little discount.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me check.
Great. Thanks.
Hello.
Hi. Is this a customer?
Yes.
And what's your name?
My name is Ray.
Ray, you've been in before, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I thought so. This is Winston in the Supercuts corporate office. And I was just watching on the security camera here. I was just wondering, can you stop picking up the hair trimmings off the floor and eating them? I don't know if that's very sanitary, and, you know, it's going to gross out like the other customers.
Right.
Yeah, like this is, I don't know, the third or fourth time I've seen you do this. Like, I don't think it has any nutritional value.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, how does it taste? Like, I don't understand. Like, this is kind of a weird habit that you have.
Are you pretty bored, man?
What do you mean? Also, last time you were in, we saw you steal scissors. And, like, it's no big deal. Like, you're not in trouble or anything, but do you think you could bring those back?
Sure, man.
You don't have them on you now, do you?
No, I don't, man.
Can you, like, empty out your pockets for me? Because I can see on the security camera.
Yeah, no. Anything else, man?
Yeah, also, like, I noticed when you walked behind a person getting their haircut, like, I saw you wipe your boogers in their hair.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know if you knew that person, if they were okay with that,
but, you know.
We have to protect the safety of all our customers.
Right. Yep. I hear you, man.
So if you could just stop, you know, eating hair.
Sure, man. Sure.
Well, I don't think you're taking me very seriously, like, from the tone in your voice.
Not at all, man.
Well, it sounds like this is a...
I'll tell you what, man. I'm going to get my hair cut now, all right?
Well, this isn't a joke, motherfucker. You need to quit picking up hair and eating it.
Yeah, okay.
You understand me, or I'll have you thrown out.
Okay, go ahead, man.
Because we don't need business from weirdos that eat hair and white boogers on people and things like
that. Hey, man, you have a great day, all right, bud?
Hey, listen here, motherfucker.
Hey, why don't you stop calling me an MF-er? I appreciate it, buddy. You have a great day.
No, I didn't call you an MF-er. I called you a motherfucker.
Okay, well, come on down here and see me, buddy. I got something for you.
Oh, what do you have for me?
Okay.
What do you have for me?
Hello?
Hi, Sheldon.
Who are you, please?
This is Winston with the HOA.
And what's the HOA?
The Homeowners Association.
Winston?
Correct.
I don't know Winston.
Well, it doesn't matter if you know who I am. No.
Why are you calling me?
Why are you so paranoid? Jeez, I mean, right out of the gate.
Why are you calling me?
Well, I was calling to let you know that we're over here in the office filing our taxes, and we're going to be claiming you as a dependent, but, man, I mean, bite my head off, why don't you?
Thank you for calling Supercut.
Hello, this is Winston with the Supercuts corporate office. How are you today?
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Hey, I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have any customers waiting in the lobby?
I have one.
Oh, okay. Would you mind asking that customer if they'd be willing to spare a minute of their time and then they get a little discount on their services today?
Well, hold on. Let me see. I got one in my chair that might
Up
to that.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, give me just a second. Let me get him out the chair. He'll talk to you.
Great, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
This is Glenn.
Hi, Glenn. You're a customer, right? The one in the chair?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Hey, I was just watching on the security camera here in the corporate office.
Okay.
And I noticed, like, a couple of times you were picking up the hair trimmings and eating them. And, like, it's no big deal or anything, but, like, I was just wondering, could you just not do that?
This is hilarious. You are really funny.
Oh, no, I'm not joking. Like I said, you're not in trouble or anything, but it's going to creep out the other customers, you know, if they see people eating hair.
Yeah, I know, and it's weird. The video camera that's on you right now, I have no idea what you're sitting on.
Wow.
That is strange.
Sir, this isn't a joke.
Thanks, man.
This isn't a joke. So listen here, motherfucker. I'll ask you to leave if you're going to keep up that attitude.
Hello?
Hi, is this a customer?
No. Can I ask who's calling?
This is Winston with the corporate office. Who's this?
Okay, where is the corporate office located?
Here in Minnesota.
Okay, our corporate office is actually in Austin, Texas.
No, that's the regional office. I'm in the corporate office.
Okay, well, you will have to call back at another time.
Okay,
well,
you need to drop the attitude because I'm with corporate and I don't need to be spoken to like that.
I don't have an attitude.
Yeah, you're way out of line, and I think you're forgetting the hierarchy around here, okay? Like, I'm your boss, okay? So you just do what I say.
Okay, but the client said he will not come back to the phone.
Okay, well, the client's an asshole, so you need to have him thrown out of the store.
Okay, well, we will do that, but he said he will not return to the phone.
Yeah, well, I saw him on the security camera, and he was eating hair. And I don't know if, like, that's something that you guys allow there, but here at corporate, like, that's something we frown upon.
We didn't see him eating any hair.
Oh, yeah. He bent over a couple of times when you weren't looking, and he scooped up some hair, and he was just, like, putting it in his mouth. And I don't know if he swallowed it or not, but that's besides the point, because that's unsanitary and disgusting.
Okay, well, we will take care of that, okay?
Okay, well, make sure that you ask him to leave, because we don't need him in there eating hair and creeping out the other customers.
Okay, well, we only have no other customers in here, so.
Yeah, but, I mean, if somebody walks in and he's got a mouthful of hair trimmings, I mean, how do you think they're going to react?
Yes, sir, I understand.
We're going to have the health department on us, you know, giving us all kinds of problems.
Okay. All righty.
All right, well, just go ahead and just throw him out of the store.
Okay, you have a good rest of your day, okay?
I'm gonna be watching on security cameras, so if you don't take care of this issue, like, it's gonna be a problem.
Okay, yes, sir. You have a good rest of your day, okay?
All right, I'll be watching.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Supercuts, this is Brietta. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Winston with the Supercuts corporate office. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have any customers in the lobby or anything?
Yes.
Okay, great. Can you ask one of them if they could spare a minute of their time?
Yes, sir. Give me one second.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is this a customer?
Yes, I am.
And what's your name?
This is William Harrison.
Ah, okay. Oh, yeah, you're the one. You've been here before, right?
Multiple times.
Yeah. This is Winston in the corporate office, and hey, I was just wondering, like, it's no big deal or anything, you're not in trouble, but do you think you could bring back the pair of scissors that you took last time?
Never took scissors.
I don't want to accuse you of stealing or anything. Like I said, it's no big deal, but we definitely saw you on the security cam take those scissors.
Yeah, considering you probably didn't get me.
No, it's definitely you. Like, you're the one. Like, we saw you put them in your pocket, and it's weird and everything, but it's no big deal. We're not going to... There's no reason to escalate this, but we just need you to bring them back, you know?
If I ever find them, I will, but... Doubt they'll find them.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't know why you have to take a pair of scissors. Like, I mean, they're just a cheap little standard issue pair of scissors.
I love pranks.
This isn't a prank, sir. Like, like I said, it's no big deal or anything, but if you don't bring back the scissors, I mean, we're going to refuse service.
Okay, I'll just go over to, what is it, Sports Clip?
All this for a pair of scissors.
Oh, that's right. It's a prank call.
All right, well, you can go ahead and just get the fuck out, motherfucker.
Are you calling Supercuts? This is Dottie. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Winston with the Supercuts corporate office.
Hi.
Hey, do you have any customers in the lobby there? I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey.
I'm about to start a haircut at the moment, actually.
Oh, okay. Do they have a quick minute of their time to spare, and then they get a little discount for their trouble?
Yeah, one second.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, is this the customer?
Yes, sir.
And what's your name?
Tiffany Henry.
Yeah, you've been in before, haven't you?
Yeah, I got an account and stuff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're the one. So this is Winston. I'm here in the corporate office, and I've been watching on the security camera, you know, for the past few times that you've been in. And I was just calling, like, it's no big deal or anything, but do you think you could stop, you know, when they put the apron on you, can you stop touching yourself while you're getting your hair cut?
Touching myself?
Yeah, because it's technically
public. What the hell are you talking about?
It's technically public indecency. Like, we don't have to turn
it. I touch myself when you put the apron on me? I don't know who the fuck that is.
Ma'am?
Hello?
Hi, Jack?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Winston with the HOA.
With Homeowners Association?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I was just calling because we're going to be switching the neighborhood over to renewable energy here real soon.
Okay.
And I was just calling to let you know that your house has been selected for the site of the first wind turbine.
Who is this?
This is Winston. I'm over here in the HOA office. And I just want to let you know that a crew's going to be coming by at the end of this week to set up a wind turbine. They're going to put it on your roof.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely happened. Yeah, we're switching the whole neighborhood. Like, that one wind turbine is going to power, looks like they say, up to 10 homes. So it's going to be really, like, we're going to have real cheap electricity, you know?
Oh, I'll have to be talking to somebody with HOA before I agree to something like that.
Oh, that's where I am. I am with the HOA. But, yeah, like, your house, like, it just happens to be, like, in the optimum position.
What's your last name, Winston?
Beauregard? And your house just happens to be, like, in the perfect spot, you know, for, like, the wind patterns. So, like, we can get the most efficiency if we set the wind turbine up on your roof.
Well, I don't know if this is a joke or not.
No, it's not a joke.
It's talking to HOA. Well,
it's part of our new...
I want to talk to the president of the HOA, then.
Oh, well, the president's a little too busy to be, you know, just talking to just anyone on the phone. That's why he has me do it, you know?
Okay, I don't know who this is, but I'm not going to be talking to you about this anymore.
Okay, well, I just want to let you know that the crew's coming by next week, so they're going to be setting that turbine
no,
up.
No, they're not.
Oh, they definitely
no,
are.
No, they're not.
Look, I mean, it's...
No, they're not.
You're going to have, like, super cheap electricity, like we all are. Like, we all benefit. Like, I don't know why you're getting your panties all twisted in a knot over it. That's going to do it for now, everyone. Special thanks to Arbitrary Alex for being so generous with his support and helping me reach my first Patreon goal much earlier than I expected. I really appreciate him speeding things like the stickers and lapel pins along, because I think it makes the Patreon all that much more worthwhile. I'm aiming for Sunday or maybe Monday for Bonersode number 3. The hope is to do one Bonersode a week, but in all honesty, it might be every other week. I'm doing my best to reward you all for your support. I really am grateful. Thanks, everyone.
The number you have reached is 7961 has been disconnected.
And also, if you like prank calls, go fuck yourself. God damn it, I fucked up.